This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri finds herself among five senators who may lose their Senate seats over opposition to Judge Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation. Senator McCaskill and Bill Nelson of Florida, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, Heidi Heitkamp of North Dakota, and Indiana's Joe Donnelly face pro-life Republican challengers November 6th. McCaskill is the latest to see her recent declaration of opposition to Judge Kavanaugh put her behind opposition in subsequent polling. A surprise inspection by state health officials should have been expected by a Planned Parenthood in Columbia, Missouri, trying to renew its license. Instead, photographs of a disgusting environment and equipment in conditions truly suitable for a horror show will now become part of state's evidence in a related court case. Perhaps most troubling may be that abortion workers there sought to explain away the deficiencies to health inspectors. This is Life News Radio. Anytime Christians have made a difference in the world, it has been through prayer and even fasting. I suppose we could wait for the invitation to such prayer that overt persecution might offer, but wouldn't that simply be selfish? Pray, and maybe even give up some food, to bring a culture of life. In other headlines, a poll finds 69% of voters calling the Senate judicial confirmation process a national disgrace. And pro-life students at the University of Wyoming were surprised to see their fees include abortion insurance. Wyoming joins Harvard, Boston U, and UCLA in programs sneaking abortion into student health care. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.